Hello.
Hey Colby, Josh here. Is it a good time to talk right now?
Yes.
Awesome. Thank you so very much. And I just wanted to get on board with you and just wanted to discuss the ninth chapter. So you can go ahead and we can proceed forward with that.
Okay.
Pull up chapter 8. Let's see, where did chapter 8 end? Okay, hold on. Okay, so chapter 8, found out that I got the text message from my teacher and that I'll be graduating and everything. So so I went back to the place where I was living, and they let me stay there for an extra week for free, and, you know, so I can graduate and everything. So I went back and pretty much took that week off from work. Took that week off from work. Kind of was gathering my things for the rest of that week. I think it was I think it might have been that same week I graduated. Anyway, gathered my things for the rest of that week just to make sure I got everything in place. My family was coming down to come see me, like my dad, my stepmom, my brother, a couple of my brothers. They were there. A couple of friends came out to see me. I was able to give out 10 tickets for the graduation. Like nothing really exciting. I guess the exciting happened during that week, or that was like notable for that week, or that few days or whatever. Went to school that morning, got my cap and gown, all ready and stuff like that, and went to the graduation ceremony. When they called my name, I could hear my friends and my family, like, cheering for me as I, like, crossed the stage and came around, and all I could think was, like, oh, man, finally I did it. Like, I finally accomplished something that I really set out to do. And it was just a good feeling to have that completed. Me and my friends and family went out to eat afterwards at the place where I worked at. And then I had to, I went back to where I lived at, and I grabbed all my stuff, and then I moved in with a friend for what I thought was just going to be a week. That's what we had agreed upon. And then that week was up after I was, like, looking for jobs, because that was the only place where he had internet. I wouldn't have had access to internet if I would have went home. But the day I was supposed to leave, I told him I packed my stuff up and I see him later. And he was just like, you don't have to leave if you don't want to. He was like, you can stay. He was like, because there's nothing, I don't feel like there's nothing for you back home. And, you know, you're just kind of like, I feel like you might fall back into a routine again. And so I ended up staying. Did a couple job interviews. Ended up getting hired on at Intel. And some of those processes, it felt like it was, never ending. because they had a firewall or something. They had some type of firewall issue on their end to where they couldn't do the interview, and I was like, oh, man, this might be my only chance. I'm losing, might be losing out on an opportunity. But they followed back up with me. I went through, three interviews? I did one with a recruiter. I did a phone interview after that, and then I did a video interview in which, like probably with all within like a couple months.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was a couple months because the hurricane had happened. We had Hurricane Harvey that came through when all this was going on and flooded the streets of Houston. It was just a terrible time. Like, I knew a couple people that like lost their homes. They ended up even coming. Some of my friends came and stayed with them for a little while. So I ended up not sleeping on the couch anymore. I had to sleep on the floor, and just crowded. It was kind of overwhelming. But I ended up, like, during all of that, I ended up getting called back and getting the job to work at Intel. And they were asking, they were like, well, when do you want to start? And I was like, well, I can come next week if you want me to. And they was like, well, can't do it like that soon, but what about like after Thanksgiving? And so I was like, okay, that'll work. It was like November 27th was going to be my start date and everything, and had to, you know, go through all the background checks. And I was kind of nervous because the guy, he said he was going to call me back if my background check was good or bad. He said he would call me back, but he never called me back and let me know how all that went. And so as the days got closer, like for me to leave, like I ended up getting like a couple loans from people that I knew, like small loans, like $400, and like my dad gave me $1,000 to help me pack up my stuff and move across country to Oregon. And so, and I was still working at the time, and I mean, it felt like I was like, man, like I'm really, like, am I really gonna do this? Am I really gonna like leave everything I know behind? And like that was quite an internal battle, because I really wasn't sure, and I never, like I said, never even heard back from the guy about my background, so I didn't know if I even made it. But I would call the manager. I guess he was like my liaison or whatever. And he, I was like, hey, I'm good to come next week. And he's like, oh, yeah, we'll see you next week. I was like, oh, I just wanted to make sure, because I never heard back from anybody. And it's been like over a month. And so here we are leading up to like my last few days probably at work. And I was leaving like that Sunday or Monday. I think it was Monday. I was leaving Monday, and this was on a Friday. I was getting all like my car and everything looked at, like oil changes, make sure like the tires were good, everything, and my car was okay for me to leave, because my plan was to leave with one of my friends, but I'll get to that in a minute. I was planning on leaving with him. Like he said, kept the contact. He was going to leave with me or whatever. And so then I'm at work, and I'm just debating. Like it's Friday. I got three shifts left. I got Saturday and Sunday. Or you know, it was Thursday. And I had a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday shift, that was gonna be like the end of my term there, and all I needed was $60, $61 to to pay for my car, to pay, you know, make sure like the maintenance and stuff like that was straight. And so I told myself, I was debating if I was going to come in like the next few days. And I told myself, if I make $61 tonight, I don't think I'm coming back. And so like I ended up making $63. And I was like, all right, yeah, this is my last day. I ain't coming back. And they were, because I was talking to a couple people, I was like, man, what would you do? What would you do if, like, you had people helping you out? I got, like, $2,000 to, like, for helping for gas and stuff like that to go across country. And so one of my friends was like, man, your dad gave you $1,000. I was like, yeah. He's like, I wouldn't come back to this motherfucker. Or he said, I wouldn't come back. He's like, that's just me. He's like, he said, I would take these next 2 days, enjoy them with your friends and your family or whomever. Spend it how you want to spend it. And he's like, but this is a nothing job. He's like, you just graduated with a chemistry degree and you about to work for Intel. He was like, you're gonna be all right. So I went to the manager's office to check out after I, like, rolled my silverware and did my side work and all that stuff. And I went in there and was like, hey, man, I got this shift on Sunday. I leave out Monday. I was like, I really don't want to come in Sunday. So he took me off the schedule for Sunday. He was like, that's fine, whatever. I said, it's understandable. And I was like, but then he started asking me questions. He was like, are you coming in Saturday or anything? I was like, man, I don't know. Like, I don't think I am. And I was like, I said, I'm not sure, but like, I don't think I want to come back after today. And so that was it. Like, I left out. People were pissed at me, of course, but like, cause I was supposed to be like an opener and a closer that day, but like, I was like, man, to do another day of this job, just for a couple more, just for $100 or $200 for the. And I was like, I'm kind of good. I got a sign-on bonus. I was like, I'll be fine. So I ended up spending the weekend like with my friends and my family, saying my rounds of goodbyes and everything. Over the whole weekend, went out, partied a little bit with them one last time. My line brothers, they came and seen me. We went play pool. Like, all of them came and seen me. Went to go play pool for a couple of hours and just had good times. And then it came to the day I was leaving, and when my friend was supposed to leave with me. Did not hear from him. Did not know where he was. Could not get in touch with him at all. And so I seen one of my classmates that I used to hang with. He was back in town. He was working in Florida. He went to go respond to some hurricane that happened in Florida. He was working for FEMA. Well, I called him. This was like 9 o'clock at night. I called him and was like, hey, where are you doing? He was like, man, I just got back in town and washing my clothes and stuff like that. And I was like, hey, well, I said, would you want to take a road trip? And he was like, go where? I was like, I got this job offer in Oregon that I took. But it was like my friend was supposed to come with me, but he's not answering the phone. I don't know where he is. He was like, all right. I was like, you take the road trip with me. We can stop in Vegas, hang out for a couple of days, man. Like, we can just have like a whole week of it. And he was like, yeah, I'll do it with you. He's like, when are you trying to leave? And I was like, it's going to take me about an hour and a half to get to you. I looked at my watch and I was like, it's going to take me about an hour and a half to get to you. He was like, you trying to leave tonight? He's like, you trying to leave tonight? I was like, yeah, I'm trying to leave tonight, bro. Like, I got to be there by Friday. I got to be in my apartment by Friday. He was like, oh. He's like, all right, man. He's like, I guess I'll see you in a little bit. So I end up driving to him, and he was putting his last load in the dryer. and he was finishing drying his clothes and everything, put everything right back in his suitcase. We packed up and we left, and that's when we came to Arizona, and we stayed the night in Arizona. Woke up that morning, stayed in Tucson, Arizona. Woke up that morning, and worked out for a little bit. Both of us, got some of those endorphins pumping and everything, all that stuff. And then we shot out to Vegas, and Vegas was like maybe like 6 hours away, so it wasn't that far. Shout out to Vegas, and we ended up staying a couple of days in Vegas, even spent Thanksgiving in Vegas, and that was his first time in Vegas, and that was like my second or third time in Vegas, but that was probably like the most fun I ever had in Vegas. I mean, we didn't drink or anything like that, but we like went to a couple of shows. Like, we go to like Chris Angel, went to see some of the free shows, like the water show, the lava show. He got to ride a few roller coasters. I got to meet up with some of my friends that lived out there, and one of my cousins. I had a couple of friends that lived out there as well. I got with them. And then 3 days later, we left and we went to Oregon. We went to Portland, which was about 16 more hours from Vegas. So we drove straight through the night because I had to be there that next day. And we actually got there a couple hours earlier. So like we got to the apartment complex and just slept in the car until it was time for the office to open. And got my keys. He helped me move my stuff in. He stayed with me for about a week to make sure like I had everything I needed. So like we went out and we got a bed, TV, stuff like that. Like he helped me really move in everything. And like I said, he just wanted to make sure that I was okay. I did like my first day there was on a Tuesday, and I just had to do a half a day. And he was like, it was that Monday. I went to Monday for orientation. I came back, and the next day I had my first night there because I was working nights. I worked a half a night and then went back home and went to my – that's pretty much when my weekend started. I was off for the next few days. And we just hung out until it was pretty much time for me to go to work again, which was going to be that Sunday. And I sent him home. I paid for his plane ticket to send him home that Saturday morning. I wish you could have stayed with me. Like, you know, just because he helped me out so much, and I could have helped him out, like, get through school, could have helped him get a job there and everything. But he had to follow his own path. Which I'm glad he did, because he ended up going to St. Louis and graduating, and that's kind of where I want to, I guess, end chapter 10. I mean chapter 9, and then I'll probably get into chapter 10, and then that'll probably be the end of it.
All right, thank you so very much for all the details. And Colby, you're saying that you would want to end the chapter on the 10th one, right? So you wouldn't want to keep chapter 9 as your final chapter.
No, I think we were supposed to go 10 chapters, I believe.
Okay, because as far as the details that I have, that chapter 9 would be the last chapter. So in case you would want to add more things,
okay.
And if you would want the things that you're thinking about to be added in chapter 10, you can have them added in chapter 9, though.
Okay, maybe let's do the draft for chapter 9, and let's just see like what I can fill in, because I'm gonna go through the whole entire book and probably add on some extra pages and stuff like that and send it back to y'all and things like that.
Sure. Sounds great. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to forward the details to my team so that we can start working on the 9th chapter, and I am going to be sharing that with you as soon as I get that from the team. So once you review that, you can have and let me know what other changes you would like to make and what additions you would like to make so that we can incorporate the changes in the 9th chapter only.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Sounds great. You're most welcome. And just one thing that I wanted to ask was, you've gone through the chapter 8. That seems fine with you?
Yeah. I'm gonna go through the whole book and probably like redo everything in my way, because like culturally, you know, we're just the wording is just different.
Sure. Absolutely.
So, like,
I am going to be sharing that.
I'm gonna just go through it.
Absolutely.
I'm gonna just go through it myself and just. And fix what I want to fix and just have it the way I want it to be. But like,
sure,
for now, it's just going to have to be fine.
Absolutely. So shall I give the green signal to the teams to move ahead with Chapter 8 and start with the 9th chapter?
Yeah, go ahead.
Perfect. I will share the feedback with the team, and I will share the description with them for the 9th chapter, and I'll be reaching out to you soon. All right?
Okay, thank you.
Sounds great. Would there be anything else that I can help from my end?
No, that's it.
All right. Thank you so very much, Colby. Hope you have a great day and a great weekend ahead.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.